This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Joining us in the studio live is comedian all the way from Scotland. It's Larry Dean. Welcome, Larry.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much for having me.
Say that again.
Thanks very much for having me.
Having me.
That was so impressive.
Oh, thanks, mate. I've had to learn how to speak the language here because a lot of people can't understand the Scottish accent.
That's impressive.
That is actually really, really good. You could, like, record that and, I don't know, do something with it.
I think it's mainly your self-service checkouts have been teaching me how to speak correctly and coherently.
Please select your payment method.
Of course, people are hearing your voice. Maybe they recognise your face from the telly. You've been on the television.
Yeah.
You're part of this year's gala, Melbourne International Comedy Festival gala.
Yeah, yeah.
You did a story about tickets, I think, or about trams.
Aye, tram story. It's a true story as well, because it was the first time I was here. I was going up to, like, Fitzroy, and I was on my way back from a date, and but the thing was, it was just like, I didn't know that you had to buy a ticket before you got on the tram.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing was, it was absolutely terrifying, because, like, the guys who are the ones who make sure you get your tickets and stuff are absolutely, like, the Mikey card thing, they're absolutely petrifying, and it was so nice that other people on the, like, it was a condensed version I did on the gala because you've only got 4 minutes, but what I found was really nice was the fact that loads of other people on the tram were tailing off the guards for giving out to me because they were like, well, he's a tourist.
Yeah.
And then they were going, how do you know he's a tourist? And then one woman went, look at the way he's dressed, for God's sake.
The other thing I liked about that piece, though, you slipped in that you were on a date with a fella.
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of just outed it, yeah. You're a gay Glaswegian.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I've chatted before about how I don't come across as gay. And so, like, especially with only 4 minutes in the set, I was just like, I'm gay. And then I kind of looked up and I was just like, oh, right, I've just got to quickly go through this anyway. Because usually when I tell people, they just kind of go, really? You don't come across as it? You know, you're not very camp or whatever. I'm what you call a stealth gay.
Oh, I can go right at.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. When you least expect it, mate, I'll be gay.
I don't want to walk into you down a dark alleyway.
not that creepy, mate. Not that creepy.
Now, of course, you're not new to comedy. You have won awards in Edinburgh, yeah?
I won the Amuse Moose, which is like...
A what?
Amuse Moose.
Amuse Moose.
And that was not last year, the year before. And the year before that, I got nominated for Best Newcomer. And then last year, with the show I'm out with here now, it was like the 6th best reviewed show of the Fringe. So, yeah, it's like, it's at the same time, it's kind of, I kind of put it down to home advantage. but also, I mean, if I get invited out here, it must be other people in other countries must enjoy it as well. But it's just weird because, you know, when you have to do that, you sell yourself and say, oh, this is great. Like, if anybody's seen my shows before, I'm the most self-deprecating person. So it feels really weird going, yeah, it went well. And then in the back of my head, I'm thinking, oh, God. Don't be proud of yourself, Larry. That's where you fail.
So the show that you're doing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is called Fandan. What does that mean?
Fandan is a Scottish word for someone who is a bit of a, I don't know, I won't swear on radio, but someone's a bit of a lady part.
A bit of a tosser?
No, I wouldn't say a tosser.
Oh, no. He's saying the worst one. The worst. Oh, yeah, one. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the thing
a
is,
jerk.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Just call him a jerk.
The reason why I called it that was because I thought, well, usually I do some little bits of radio interviews, and I thought it would be really funny to go around, you know, England and Australia and have people not know that they were actually just saying a swear word in Scotland. So you fell for it. So this is good.
Well. It's fine, because that's not on our list of words you cannot say, so...
Well, it's like the word fanny, I guess. In America, that has a very different meaning to what
it might
mean.
Oh, so you can see that word. Okay, fanny. Cool. I didn't know if I was allowed to see that. That's why I was like, oh, all right, cool.
Basically, you were talking about the other word.
Oh, no, not that one. I'd have to have a lot of guts to ever call my show something like that.
Okay. But you can say fanny, that's fine.
Yeah, fanny's okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's okay.
It basically means someone who's a fanny.
Yeah.
So, because that's usual, I'm a bit of a... It doesn't mean it literally, but it just means it's someone who acts a bit like... If you go, God, that guy's such a fanny, that's the way you'd use fanny.
That's okay.
Okay, cool. Well, I was wondering why you guys both look so nervous when I was talking there.
What word are you going to say?
I was like, is it the word?
No, not the world. Okay, cool.
Now, we've had a bit of a laugh about your accent, the fact you can do a very convincing Australian accent. But are there other things that perhaps get lost in translation from, like I say, an Edinburgh Festival audience to a Melbourne International Comedy Festival audience?
Politics stuff. Like, I don't usually chat about politics, but since the UK is so, like...
What, Brexit?
Yeah, Brexit, and then the Tories, like the right-wing party and that, are making a hash of it. It's kind of like, most people have to talk about it in the UK now because it's in everyone's mind.
Yes.
But when I come over here, it usually takes a wee bit of kind of going, you know, just in case you don't know, this means this. But it's always more difficult to sell a joke as really funny if you're going, let me explain the joke before I do it.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I mean, at the same time, I change bits when I come over here because there'll be bits that happen in Australia that people in the UK won't necessarily know what's going on about. So there's little bits of each show that I go, right, actually, I'll just get rid of the UK bit there, put the Australian bit in. Because also, you guys love hearing about yourselves here. You just like, you do, you absolutely love it. You're like, oh, please tell me what's in my living room. I love it.
Well, one of the things we won't ask you, but sometimes we ask guest comedians from overseas, to how are you finding Australia?
Oh, mate, well, you know the answer to that anyway. I keep coming back. I absolutely love it. Lap it up, mate. Can't get enough of Melbourne. I'd love to live here, but I think my mum would drag me back to the UK. So we'll have to wait a while.
Yeah, saying, I've never been to Scotland. We were just talking off air. But my whole experience of Scotland is Rebus, Ian Rankin novels about Scotland and Glasgow. Yeah, and the hard streets of the Glasgow Kiss.
Oh, only the headbutt.
The headbutt, yeah.
I've never even read an Ian Rankin book. I don't think I've even read... I may have read one or two books, but not of him, but I can't even remember.
Isn't that required reading in the schools over there?
Aye, but I wasn't very good in school, and I used to just copy people or find stuff on... I think I was from the generation that just had the internet in school, so I could get stuff off the internet. I could be like, right, okay, here's my Wikipedia got me through school, basically.
Oh, same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I went to school before Wikipedia.
Oh, and then they started saying that, oh, you have to reference everywhere you found your information. It's like other websites that talk about.
Oh, but then at the bottom of Wikipedia, you've got the references now as well. So it's like, brilliant. Wikipedia's got everything sorted.
So you guys don't have the experience of Encyclopedia Britannica, but. No, you didn't have the whole encyclopedias on the shelf and you have to go and do your projects from that?
No,
you just Wikipedia on your phone.
Those are just for show, mate.
Dust collectors,
Yeah, that's books are just small talk when you've got somebody over at your house for the first time you can point at and pretend you've read them.
I'm clever.
Yeah. Look at this chessboard as well while we're at it.
All right, so your show, is it finishing up on the 22nd?
I think that's a Sunday, aye?
Yes.
It's the last performance of it in Melbourne.
Amazing. So we've got 2 weeks left to go and check you out. You are at the Acme Cube.
Yeah, man. It's so odd because it's like Acme Cube is like the room I'm in, it's like a TED Talk. But the stuff I'm chatting about, it's just like, it takes a wee while to acclimatise yourself to that room because you're just like, I feel like I'm supposed to be learning something about the environment or climate change. But instead I'm hearing about Larry pleasuring himself in his bedroom.
And do you tend to attract a gay audience?
Not at all, man, actually. It's weird because I think as well, since gay guys... tend to have like, well, especially kind of like my kind of age group, it's still like when they were coming out and as a kid or whatever like that, it was still like a lot of more discrimination than there is now. And I feel like, so gay guys have kind of like, I think that's why a lot of gay guys have such a big personality and stuff is because they've been like, you know what, I'm going to just be myself, I'm going to own my personality. And so they tend to be really funny. So I've found that actually a lot of gay comedians don't get gay audience members because they're the funny ones. So it's a kind of straight, it's a really, it's, I know I'm completely generalising people right now, but it's just a, it's a major kind of like, I find that when they do come in, they're the best audience members ever, because it's just like, right, we're going to have an amazing time tonight. And a lot of my straight mates have been like, do you mind saying at the end, because I've had a few really gay audiences in, and they've gone, do you mind if you plug my show afterwards, because I really want them to be in my gig instead.
You're like the bait.
Absolutely, man. I'm the guinea pig. I'm just like, right, I'll see what the audience is like, and I'll recommend whatever show. If I have a bad show, I'll recommend them to a comedian I don't like or something.
Fantastic. So I think it's, the show is on from, what's on now,
up until the 22nd of April. You can grab your tickets online at comedyfestival.com.au. Just look up Larry Dean, or I'm sure if you type in Fan Dan, you will find it.
You'll probably find quite a few other things as well.
Not suitable for at work.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that at work.
Thank you so much for your time, Larry.
Thanks very much for having us.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.